Good morning. I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News for Thursday, March 20th, 2014. Happy spring equinox. The equinox, when the sun crosses the equator into the northern hemisphere, arrives at 12:57 p.m. today. It signals the official start of spring. Hooray! A celebration of the equinox will be held with New York City shaman Donna Hennis at lunchtime at Bowling Green in Manhattan. It's her 39th annual egg balancing ceremony. According to Chinese custom, if you stand an egg on its end on the first day of spring, you will have exceptionally good luck for the entire year. It's mostly sunny today with temperatures in the mid-50s in the city. The warmer weather is expected to continue into Friday with a high near 52 degrees. It looks good for the weekend, a bit cloudy on Saturday, but sunny on Sunday. There's a rally today in Albany. People are getting on buses this morning to greet Senator Skelos, Senator Klein, and Assembly Speaker Silver to demand a better New York for New Yorkers. They'll rally in front of Governor Cuomo's office for a strong showing of progressive reform. The Associated Press reported an inmate at Rikers is dead from heat exposure. Jerome Murdo landed in jail from curling up in an enclosed stairway on the roof of a Harlem public housing project. He was arrested for trespassing, and now he's dead. His mom, Alma Murdo, told New York One she didn't understand why he was jailed in the first place.
They got hospitals. They got all kind of other things before jail. Why jail?
Murdo fell through the cracks of services for the homeless. The cell where Murdo was placed in Rikers heated to at least 100 degrees. The prison says the cause was malfunctioning equipment. Murdo was 56 years old, a former Marine. He was mentally ill and was taking medications to combat the illness. Doctors said this made him more susceptible than normal to heat. Murdo's sister, Wanda Mahala, said the family wants an explanation. We want justice for what was done, she said. He wasn't just some old homeless person on the street. He was loved. He had a life. He had a family. He had feelings. Advocates for mentally ill inmates in New York say the death represents the failure of the city's justice system on almost every level. By setting bail at a prohibitive $2,500, by not supervising him closely in what's supposed to be a special observation unit for inmates with mental illnesses. Of the 12,000 Rikers inmates who make up the nation's second largest jail system, about 40% are mentally ill, and a third of them suffer from serious mental problems, the department said. Advocates and others have long argued that correction officers are not sufficiently trained to deal with mental ill inmates whose needs are complex. The city is looking forward to a new corrections commissioner who says he's against isolation. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Attention is focused on Russia, its annexation of Crimea, and unrest in Ukraine. While the U.S. has imposed sanctions on Russia, President Obama is ruling out the use of force in the West's dispute with Russia over Ukraine. At NBC TV in San Diego, Obama said U.S. troops won't intervene.
We are not going to be getting into a military excursion in Ukraine. What we are going to do is mobilize all of our diplomatic resources to make sure that we've got a strong international coalition that sends a clear message, which is the Ukraine should decide their own destiny. Russia right now is violating international law and the sovereignty of another country. Might doesn't make right, and we are going to continue to ratchet up the pressure on Russia as it continues down its current course. There's a better path, but I think even the Ukrainians would acknowledge that for us to engage Russia militarily would not be appropriate and wouldn't be good for Ukraine either.
Meanwhile, the U.S. and Russia exchanged threats Wednesday at a tense United Nations Security Council meeting over the Ukraine crisis. The meeting came as UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon left for Russia and Ukraine in a bid to seek a diplomatic way out of the crisis. UN Deputy Spokesperson Farhan Haq said Ban made clear that he wants to create constructive dialogue.
The focus must be to engage in direct dialogue between Moscow and Kiev, aimed at agreeing on specific measures that will pave the way towards a diplomatic solution.
The UN Secretary General will meet with President Vladimir Putin and other Russian officials in Moscow on Thursday and travel to Kiev on Friday for talks with Ukraine's acting president and prime minister, the United Nations said. In Syria, children are starving to death in besieged towns and villages, according to the International Commission of Inquiry, looking into human rights violations in the country. In its latest report to the United Nations Human Rights Council, the commission says there's an overwhelming sense of hopelessness amongst Syrians as the international community remains paralyzed over how to bring the war to an end. Sergio Pinheiro is the chair of the Commission of Inquiry on the Syrian Arab Republic. He says compassion does not and should not suffice. He says they don't lack information on crimes or on perpetrators.
What we lack is a means by which to achieve justice and accountability. We have established a list of individuals and entities, military units and security agencies, as well as armed groups and their battalions, responsible for violations on crimes we have documented through our reports. No one can claim ignorance of what is occurring in Syria. Those that believe in the illusion of a military solution to the Syrian war or to the proxy wars being fought inside Syria are compromising seriously the prospect of a political solution.
The International Commission of Inquiry says over 9 million Syrians, or a third of the country's population, have now fled their homes. Last night, immigrants and their allies from across Long Island came together with Republican Congressman Peter King for immigration reform. It was a letter-writing campaign, part of island-wide letter-writing efforts that have produced approximately 10,000 pieces of mail to Long Island's congressional delegation in the past 15 months. Teresa Farfan from Make the Road New York says, as one of Long Island's 100,000 undocumented immigrants, I'm pleased that Representative Peter King has recognized that our families, economies, and communities both need and want immigration reform. However, she said, I hope that Representative King will act on his promise to us and tell House Speaker John Boehner that we and the Republican Party need action from congressional leadership. 80% of Long Islanders are in support of immigration reform. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.